Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Reish Hei, mitzvah 605. The third mitzvah about Amalek and Baruch Hashem, the final mitzvah in Parshas Ki Tse, the parsha with the most mitzvahs, 74 mitzvahs, aid, and we are up to the final mitzvah here, 605, the Isser of forgetting what Amalek did to us. Lo Tishkach, the last two words in the parsha. But again, let's read the whole pasuk. Vahaya, Vahaniach Hashem Elokecha Lecha, Mikol Oyvecha Misaviv. When Hashem gives you rest from all of your enemies, as we spoke about, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, that tells us the mitzvah of Amalek is only after we have a king, and then we are have rest from the other enemies. Before we build the Beit HaMikdash, we have to get rid of Amalek. Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha Nachala L'Rishta, in the place where Hashem has given to you, Timcha Zerecha Amalek, wipe out the Zecher of Amalek, Mitachas Hashemayim, Lo Tishkach, do not forget. So we have an Aseh and a Lo Sa'aseh, the Aseh of Zachor and the Lo Sa'aseh of Lo Tishkach. We even spoke about a couple of days ago, if there is there an Iker and a Tafel, we would have said they go together. But as Rishonim say elsewhere, sometimes when you have a team, an Iker of a Tafel, the Aseh or the Lo Sa'aseh takes precedence, like that Ramban we quoted in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, that by the mitzvahs of Ma'akeh and Ashavas Aveda and Shiluach HaKan, all of those, the Aseh is Ikar, and the Lo Sa'aseh is there just to strengthen the Aseh, and to make sure that we do the Aseh, so much so, says the Ramban, that had these Aseh's been Zman Grumas, women would have been Pturos, even though there is a Lo Sa'aseh existent, because that Lo Sa'aseh is just there to give strength to the Aseh. It could be, we mentioned a couple of days ago, that here's the opposite. The real point is today's mitzvah, Lo Tishkach, don't forget what Amalek did. And every once in a while, we have to have Zachor, we have to remember it, and even mention it, Lahazkir, so that we don't forget. Lo Tishkach, that is the mitzvah. We mentioned already, but we'll mention it again now, there is a basic machlokes in terms of understanding this mitzvah of not forgetting and remembering. The Sefer HaChinuch, in the previous mitzvah, and Taf Reish Gimel quoted that he thinks women are pturos from this mitzvah because it's a link to mechia, and you can't forget, and you have to remember so that you come to fight and do melchama, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch had problems with. Isn't this a melchama's mitzvah? And who says women are pturos from this mitzvah? And who says it is linked? Who said it is linked to the mitzvah of mechia? Who says beferish that it's not linked? So the Rambam, a little bit, but the smak, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, explicitly links it to a different idea. If you look in the smak, in Mitzvah Chav Gimel, that is the Lo Sa'aseh, and Kuf Mem Zayin is the Aseh, says the smak in Chav Gimel, Shelo Lishkoach Ma'aseh Amalek, Dichsiv, Lo Tishkach, Pirish, what's the Pirish of the Mitzvah? Shakadosh Baruch Hu Hitzilanu Miado, Hashem saved us from Amalek. Ubavrzeh Tihyeh Yiraso Al Paneinu Levilti Nechateh. And if we remember how Hashem saved us from Amalek, we won't sin, right? We'll have the fear of Him. Ubazeh Yitein Lanu Koach Lehinakem Mimenu. And then he says, and through this, Hashem will give us the Koach to get nekama. But he adds in another element that the other Monia mitzvahs don't have, and that is, it's about tshuva. It's about realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, and in that way, we won't sin. Also in Kuf Mem Zayin, Lizkar Maisa Amalek, Dichsiv, Zachar Eis Asher Zalacha Amalek, Zui B'Shabesh Lefnei Purim, Shemazkir in Parsha Zachar. Period. So all he says, he does not link it to any other mitzvah. Right after that, by the way, the smak holds like the geonim that count mitzvos dirabanan. Also, in kuf mem ches of the smak, mitzvos atlios bizman dirabanan, likro megillah bizmana. That's the mitzvah that he counts in kuf mem ches. That's the Rambam's first shorish, and maybe the impetus for writing the whole sefer mitzvahs. How could you count mitzvos dirabanan? But this is the smak who clearly holds that it is not linked, even though you have that last line in Chav Gimel, but the other one for sure. How could this smak help us? It can help us, again, as a foil to the Sefer HaChinuch in saying that women should be obligated in this mitzvah, number one. But there's another area that it helps us in, and that is, what is used for this mitzvah? What did Chazal say that we must say? So, for sure, Parshas Zachar is okay. That's the three psukim at the end of Parshas Ki Tse, which, if we have time, we'll go through those psukim, because that's the greatest chumra. We have all the chumras in the world we mentioned for Parshas Zachar, being that it is the only kriya d'oraisa that we have the whole year, and being that it is a chovas hayachin, not a chovas hatzibur. So, we have to understand the psukim. I have to understand what the psukim say. So the question is, what about other parts of the Torah that discuss amalek? Are those allowed to be used? So that is a question of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that if somebody cannot get to shul and hear Parsha Zachar, it's okay. They can hear it Purim morning. They can listen to Vayavo Amalek. That is also okay to be yotze your mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with this Magen Avraham. Not very happy with the Magen Avraham. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in the end of Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei, where he quotes the Magen Avraham. He says, "Magen Avraham mitzadei de tov yoser she yavo lo makom shekarna megillah betzibur uparshas zachar yotzei abiyatchak mashiyish ba'kriya b'purim parshas vayavo amalek." Right, he's arguing here on the Shumas Hadeshin. The Shumas Hadeshin that we discussed a couple of days ago. It's more important to hear parshas zachar with a minyan than mikra megillah with a minyan. That's what the Shumas Hadeshin said. But the Magen Avraham says, "No, don't worry about it. You could be yotzei parshas zachar in the morning on Purim." Parshas Zachar Yotzei Adei Etchak. The Bezenami Zocher Maisi Amalek. And through this, you also remember Amalek. The Yotzei Adei Chovaso, and you can be Yotzei Yorachia. Rotzel Omar. The Yotzei Mi De Oraisa. You Yotzei De Oraisa with that chiyuv again, because it is a daraisa. Let's just finish this, then we'll talk about ketanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Lani is daiti ikarti yoshal Magen Avraham sarachiyun." I don't know what the Magen Avraham is talking about. You can be yotze with the end of Bishalach, those nine psukim. It says in the Torah, "Remember what Amalek did to you," and it describes what he did. Asher karcha baderecha yisanif timche zechra Amalek vakavana shelo lishkoach ma sha'asa lanu Amalek. We can't forget what he did. Vinisaper lanu, ulavanenu, uludaraseinu, to tell him, this is what he did, and we're commanded to wipe out his name. And that's not mentioned in Vayavo Amalek, in the end of Bishalach. You're missing a lot of the elements of the mitzvah, like the connection to what he did and Mechia. So the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Ramban that we read a couple of days ago, argues on the Magen Avraham, you cannot be yotzi with Vayavo Amalek. But it could be. The Mishnah Berurah, part of why he's bothered is that isn't it connected to Mechia? And that's not mentioned in Bishalach. But maybe the Magen Avraham holds like the Tzmak, who does not have the connection, and Zechira and Mechia are different. They're just remembering, based on what it says in Bishalach, would be enough. Okay, good. There are other chumras, getting back to this mitzvah, again, today's mitzvah of Lo Tishkach. Let's just read the Sefer HaChinuch, and it's just one line. Shenimnanu milishkoch ma'asa yimanu amalek. We are commanded not to forget what he did. Klomar, haschalaso lahazik lanu. The beginning. He came to attack us. V'alzeh ne'amar barshazu shel amalek. And that's why we read amalek. Lo Tishkach. And it says Lo Tishkach, and that's what we must fulfill. He started it all. He started coming against us. So again, this is a Chovas HaYachid. So again, there is a big discussion in the postgim of the Nafka Minas, Parsha Zachar, remembering, versus the rest of the Torah. So we mentioned it already. It's the Araisa. It's a Chovas HaYachid. Maybe you need a minyan inherently for this Zachira. Even though you always need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Darash HaBikdusha. But there's another Nafka Mina, and that is Ketanim. Ketanim. We usually let a bar mitzvah boy lay in his parsha. Why? Why? How do we know he's a gadol? We know on a daraisa level, we need shanim v'simanim. We need years and physical maturity to let a katan do a mitzvah, to be considered a gadol. So what about when it comes to when he turns 13, and we know he has godless and shanim, but what about simanim? Our minhag is not to check. We generally don't check. I once met someone who checked, but we'll talk about the downside of that in a minute. But we generally assume like the chazaka of Rabbah. Rabbah says in the Gemara in Maseches Nida that any boy that has achieved shanim, we could assume has simanim as well. We can assume that. That's the chazaka of the Rabbah. We rely on the chazaka of Rabbah, says the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, for mitzvahs derabanan, not for mitzvahs d'oraisa. So when a child turns bar mitzvah, we let him bench for a zimun, count for a minyan, lay in the Torah, because all of those are mitzvahs derabanan. But for a mitzvah d'oraisa, for example, if the bar mitzvah boy wants to blow shofar for us, his bar mitzvah is on Rosh Hashanah, or he wants to do any other mitzvah d'oraisa, so we generally do not rely on him, and we don't let him. Even if a bar mitzvah boy, his bar mitzvah parsha is parshas zachar, we'll let him lay the entire parsha, but we won't let him lay maftir in most circles. Again, I once met someone that said, well, in his shul, he wants to have that, and he sent it to a pediatrician who, you know, testified that it was okay. The problem with that is that if the pediatrician checks and the child does not have physical maturity, then once you know that, then he can't even lay in his parsha. So, generally, the minhag is not to check. We rely on different drabbanans and not for Daoraisis. That is a crucial, crucially important point relating to Parsha Zachar also, how it has a different halacha than all the other laning of the entire year. Okay, Parsha Zachar. Vaitish. Let's continue a little more what we could talk about in this regard. The message of Amalek is something that we haven't fully touched on. And that is based on a Rashi. Rashi tells us here, what is unique about Amalek? Rashi gives three pshatim in terms of what the word asher karcha means. Asher karcha baderach. That's a hard word to translate. Let's go through the words. Because for Parsha Zachar, we have to know what the words mean. Asher Zachar is asher asar l'cha Amalek baderach v'teischem in Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way to out of Mitzrayim. Asher karcha baderach. He was koreach you. What does that mean? Rashi. Number one, lashon mikra. It's a lashon of, it happened. It's a coincidence. Wow! Amalek was walking in the desert, but Esau were walking in the desert, and they bumped into each other. Lashon mikra. Davar acher. Lashon keri v'tuma. It's a lashon of keri, of impurity. Shoyim metaman b'mishkav zachar. Because he was metami them with mishkav zachar. He brought tuma into their lives. Davar acher. And finally, the third shot. Lashon kar v'chom. Lashon of being cold. Sinancha v'hivshircha miriticha. He cooled you off from your boiling state. Shahayu kol ha'umos yireim li'lachim b'chem. Because all the nations of the world were scared to fight with you. Uba zeh v'hischil. Amalek said, I'm coming. I could come. V'erem makom lachirim. All the other nations. Tipol alayim emas v'fachad. Bigdol zracha yidu ka'aven. They were all scared. Amalek says, I'm not scared. I will come. And once I come, that will pave the way for all other enemies of the Jewish people forevermore. Mashal Ambati Rosachat, he gives the mashal to a boiling hot bathtub. She'ein kol bir yechol le'ri b'tocha. Nobody can go in. It's too hot. Ba ben b'liyal achad kafas v'yarol tocha. One person, evil person, came and jumped into it. Af api she'nichve. Even though he was burned, Hikra Osa Bifnei Achirim. He cooled it off in front of others. So Rashi unusually quotes three pshatim for a word, Karcha, either Lashon Mikra, a coincidence, Keri, or cold. So that's Asher Karcha. The Bali Musar discuss this in a little deeper way. First, Rav Pinkus, then we'll get to putting all three together. Amalek, Rav Pinkus says it to realize what this means. What this means what Amalek did. You think about it. He says, the other nations that were in Eretz Canaan, at least we could understand why they would fight. They weren't supposed to fight, but we could understand how they would fight. Meaning, but Israel were coming to their land. They were going to attack their land, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them, and therefore they would stand up for themselves. Shehine, shelo kemo ha-Kanaanim toshevei ha-aretz ha-kadosha, sheklal Yisrael ba'uli rashes artzam. But when it comes to Amalek, there was no sakana for Amalek. They weren't living here. We weren't interested in them. They were somewhere else. Lo nishkafa kol sakana le'etzav kiyuma mitzaram yisrael b'teizim b'mitzrayim. What does the Torah say? B'derek b'teizchem yisrael. We were going out of Egypt. We had nothing to do with them. They came and started up. Lo chiyach shelo haisa sakana la'malek. Shemach matan nitzrach l'teizim kamoli l'chem b'yisrael. Why'd they come? You know what? For no reason. Stam hatred. Kacha, that's it. No reason, no explanation being given. That's Amalek v'lo yare Elokim. He would come in and just attack us. And it's the exact opposite of Avram Avinu. Says Rav Pinkus, if you think about it, Avram Avinu did the opposite. Well, the opposite, he doesn't quote this part, but he got involved to bring peace into a fight that wasn't his. There were four kings fighting against the five kings. And he, Mitzad Yashrus, went in to save his nephew and to bring Shalom to the world. That was his ultimate. Amalek's about bringing Muhammad to the world. Bashan, that's the difference. And Avram Avinu was called Atayatatikir Elokim Ata. It's the opposite of Amalek, of Velo Yare Elokim. Rav Sternbach, in Moedim Uzmanim, in Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Samachay, says, maybe we could put all three Pshatim of Rashi together. It's not three different pshatim of, oh, it was a coincidence, number one, and they made you cold, and tuma. It's all one idea. Because what does Amalek symbolize? What did he do by attacking us when nobody else attacked us? There was tremendous emuna in the world at that time. Everybody believed. Everybody was in fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did he do? The Medrash said the midah of Amalek is leitzanus. Leitzanus is poking a little hole After all, somebody gives an amazing shiur, can have one comment of one listener, of one student that can ruin it for everybody. That's late sonus. You can have an amazing effect. You have one person who doesn't take it seriously and makes a comment that ruins it. That's what Amalek did. The emunah was boiling hot in the world. It was like the hot bathtub. He jumped in. He jumped in to say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't really do it. Really, the Ten Makos, it was a coincidence. Things happened. Right? Life is not about Hashgacha. That's what coincidence is. And that's what the Mefarshim point out. That Amalek is Gematria Suffolk. Right? Doubt. He put down into the world. Right? Kriyas Yamsov didn't really happen. All these makos, that is the source of all tumah in the world. That's it. Says Rav Sternbach. Shechovat ha-mitzvah min ha-Torah. Lisno osam dugmas ha-sinah ba-eisa hi sha'arvu lanu. Kach yishar etzleinu. Why? Rak nira de-shorash ha-mitzvah v'kar b'nei v'shehem shorash ha-tumah ba-olam. V'ischilu l'karer bilibeinu. Anyone who does not have strong emunah today, anyone who's off the derech, any non-Jewish nation that does not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all at root from Amalek. Because he started cooling off Roshim HaNisim and Eflos B'Mitzrayim. V'ilulei heim, without the koach of Amalek, nish'ar bilvaveinu ad hayom. Until today, we would have emuna kvua believe. Shekadosh Baruch Hu maniga olam kamo shereinu beinenu b'Mitzrayim, and they cooled us off to say this mikra. V'u mazu sharsham minachash hakadmoni. It so comes from the nachash who put suffik into the mind of Adam and Chava. V'chena malekim eschilu la'orer she'efshar la'hachish benisim v'gedulas ha'bori yisbarach. You could go against, and we know this is going to be ad bias gol tzedek. The pasuk says at the end of Bishalach ki yod al keis kap. Because the hand of God is outstretched from his throne, but case, it should be kisei, not case. Why is that spelled? Without the aleph, Rashi quotes there, the Chazal, that Hashem's kisei, which means recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, will not be complete and perfect until Amalek is eradicated and Mashiach comes. So we have to wait for that, but that's what all of this is about. All right, I once heard from Rav Ephraim Waxman, he even quoted that even the name Amalek, it's an am that could, the lamed is the tallest letter of the aleph base, and the kuf is the bottom, the lowest letter. He could take something that's so exciting all the way to the top of the lamed and schlep it down to the bottom of the kuf and schlep it as if it's nothing, as if it's, you know, mikra and happenstance. Things happen, and it's not something that we have to, that we need to focus on, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of Amalek, and that's what we have to eradicate when we say, lo tishkach, don't forget that they were the ones that brought it into the fold, and we have to make sure to rid ourselves of it. There is a fascinating Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden is in Baba Basra on Daf Mem Vav Mabes. The Gemara, as we know, various times quotes simanim to help act as a mnemonic to remember the following Gemara. Simon will quote 10 words, and it will help you remember the following Gemara. So there in Baba Basra, Mem Vav Mabes, one of the simanim used is Amalek. It's the word Amalek to help remember the Gemara. Ask Rav Yaakov Emden, lo tishkach, is that a violation? We dafka use that as a memory tool to be able to remember Torah? We use that with the word Amalek? It's terrible. Haketzad yitachein, shedafka shmo, shal mishin itztavinu lemchos eshmo mitachaz hashamayim, yechku chazal, betar shabal peh, lezikaron olamim. So says Rav Yaakov Emden, if you look at the trop, lo tishkach, there's a tipcha after lo, lo tishkach, meaning there is sometimes that Amalek is usable. You want to know the best way to forget him is by being mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash, says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Lahachlis menuva lebeis hamedrash, l'shaber kocha ulahotzi mimenu nitzos hakadusha shebo. Using Amalek for Torah, says that itself is the greatest wiping out of Amalek that we can get. Like the Gemara says in Gittin, Mibnei Banav shall Haman, the grandchildren, the descendants of Haman, were learning Torah in Bnei Brak, and the grandchildren and the descendants of many of the Rishoyim. That's the greatest way to wipe them out. Greatest way. One final point to finish off with, and that is a Pirkei Derbalazar. Pirkei Derbalazar in Perek Mem Dalet quotes, Amar Moshe. Moshe commanded Bnei Yisrael. Remember what Amalek did. Amar lo Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kasev Echad Omer, Zachar Yisrael Shara Salacha Amalek. But Yisrael say, Moshe, you told us to remember Amalek, because of Echad Omer, Zachar Yisrael Shabbos Lakacho. You told us to remember Shabbos. How can we do both? How can we do both? How can we remember both? Zez Zachar v'zez Zachar. Moshe says, don't worry about it. You can do it. Lo dome koshel konti don, lo koshel chometz. There's a difference between a cup of wine and a cup of vinegar. Zekos v'zekos. They're both kosos, but ze zochor l'shmar u'l'kadish es ha-shabbos v'ze zochor la'onesh. So it's okay. Shaila is, what's the question? What's the answer? How is it? But Yisrael said, oh, there's a stira here. Remember, Gamalik Remering Shabbat, there's a stira. So what are you supposed to do? And Moshe has to explain it to them. What's the stira? So explains the Lev Avram, as quoted here in the Kamosi Shel Arav, that Rav Avram Weinfeld, he says, we know the Sefer HaChinuch, we learned years ago, Reish Bem Aleph, the Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of Nekama, what's the svara to try to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Nekama and not take revenge? The svara is that I have to realize everything is from Hashem. And even if I don't understand it, but this guy, the fact that the guy punched me in the face, it was supposed to happen to me. I'm a subject and an object in life. As a subject, I have bechira chafshis. As an object, everything was supposed to happen to me. So when somebody does something to me, I'm going to take revenge. He was just a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will take care of him, because he had bechira chafshis. But it's not my job, so I should try. It's an unbelievably high level, an impossible level. But I have to try. To take this guy is just a kli. So that's what Bnei Yisrael were telling Moshe. Shabbos is about emunah. Shabbos means I realize everything is from Hashem. So therefore, why should I remember and be mad at Amalek? Right? How can I be mad at Amalek? Right? They were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the Isra of Nekama. Moshe explains to them this is an exception to the rule. Because part of the mitzvah of fighting them is to remember what they did and to punish them. This is different than all other nekama. This is part of the onesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them. Hashem is giving them an onesh and saying, this is part of the onesh. V'lishmar regesh shel sinah, l'misha al yadu es galgal ha-ro'oseinu. And therefore, that's what it means. There's different kosos. This is a kosh l'shmar l'kadesh ha-shabbos, and this is la-onesh. When it comes to an onesh, that's not a stira between with that and Shabbos. There are other pshatim given to that. You can look at all the svarim. But this takes us, for now, finishing up the three mitzvahs of Amalek Vashem. Next time, we get into Parshas Kisavo, which has another six mitzvahs, and then we have the last two, and Be'ez Hashem, then we will continue.